Hestia. Of all the gods, Hestia, first to be devoured and the last to be yielded up again, is probably the least well known to us, perhaps because the realm that Zeus in his wisdom apportioned to her was the hearth. In our less communal age of central heating and separate rooms for each family member, we do not lend the hearth quite the importance that our ancestors did, Greek or otherwise. Yet even for us, the word stands for something more than just a fireplace. We speak of hearth and home. Our word, hearth, shares its ancestry with heart, just as the modern Greek for hearth is kardia, which also means heart. In ancient Greek, the wider concept of hearth and home was expressed by the oikos, which lives on for us today in words like economics and ecology. The Latin for hearth is focus, which speaks for itself. It is a strange and wonderful thing that out of words for a fireplace, we have spun cardiologist, deep focus, and eco-warrior. The essential meaning of centrality that connects them also reveals the great significance of the hearth to the Greeks and Romans, and consequently the importance of Hestia, its presiding deity. Refusing offers of marriage from the other gods, Hestia devoted herself to perpetual maidenhood. Placid, contented, kind, hospitable, and domestic, she tended to stay away from the everyday power struggles and political machinations of the other gods. A modest divinity, Hestia is usually depicted in a plain gown, offering up flame in a bowl, or sitting on a coarse woolen cushion on a simple wooden throne. It was the custom in Greece to say a grace to her before every meal. Hospitality, or xenia, was so extraordinarily esteemed in the Greek world that Hestia shared the care of it with Zeus himself, who was, on occasion, given the name Zeus Xenios. Sometimes the gods tested human guest friendship, as we shall see in the story of Philemon and Baucis. This was known as theoxenia. Xenophobes, of course, do not extend the hand of friendship to strangers. The Romans, whose name for Hestia was Vesta, considered her so important that they had a school of priestesses devoted to her, the celebrated Vestal Virgins. Their responsibility, aside from lifelong celibacy, was to make sure that the flame representing her was never extinguished. They were the original guardians of the sacred flame. You can imagine, then, that there are not many great stories about this gentle and endearing goddess. I only know one, which we will hear before long. Naturally, she comes out of it very well.